One restaurant chain recently made an attempt to revolutionize the customer experience. This was last year. Joe's Crab Shack became the nation's first large chain to start a no-tipping policy. But it backed away from that model earlier this month. Restaurant servers rely heavily on tips to supplement their usually meager hourly wages. We're talking $2.13 an hour or so. But research suggests the amount left for gratuity may not be entirely based on service. Wayne State University professor Zach Brewster says the race of customers can be a factor, and he joins me from Detroit to talk about his research. Hi there, Zach.
Good morning, Celeste. Thanks for having me on the show.
How do you test this and control for all the many, many variables?
Well, there's racial differences in tipping have been documented using a lot of different methodologies. So we've observed black and white differences in tipping, for instance, based on server records. So they'll actually record the tips left at the end of the encounter and document the customer's race. We also have observed this difference using customer reports following service encounters. We've also observed it with the online scenarios, so giving consumers dining scenarios and asking them how much they would tip under such a hypothetical condition. And in all these studies, we control for as many variables as possible. Of course, it's difficult to control for everything that otherwise could affect tipping, but typically, we control for things like education, income, customers' perceptions of service quality, gender, age, how frequently they eat out. We will control oftentimes for whether the customer has a service experience or serving experience. And typically, in these studies, there is a significant difference in the percent tip left by African Americans and white consumers.
Okay, so our producer Sean Powers actually went out. He went to a Ponce City Market in Atlanta, and he asked people about how much they tip. Here is Alexis Robinson and Daryl Lutz of College Park, Georgia. They're both African American.
I think people, regardless of color, can see when the service is good and when the service is bad. I don't think it's anything has anything to do with race.
Well, I kind of agree and I disagree with him. I don't know if most black people, at least uneducated black people, know that the standard is, 15%. It used to be 10% some time ago, but I'm not sure if they're aware that you're supposed to leave a 15% tip.
So every study that I could find that was reputable anyway did find a difference between races in how much they tip. And in some cases, it was relatively significant. Why? What's at the heart of that?
Yeah, the difference, as I mentioned, is quite robust. And the second person that commented on the issue a moment ago really kind of hit the nail on the head. Part of the difference is that African Americans compared to white are on average less familiar with this 15 to 20% tipping norm. And given the difference in familiarity with tipping norms, they tend to tip on average less than whites. But also it's the case that service makes a difference. So even if customers' perceptions of service quality are not sensitive to service discrimination, there are obviously going to be times where African Americans are not given as good a service, and their tips are going to reflect that.
So there's also, we spoke with Saru Jiraman, the co-founder mm-hmm. and co-director of the Restaurant Opportunities Center United. She's also the director of the Food Labor Research Center at UC Berkeley. And she says it's not that she doesn't accept the findings of the research, she just thinks they're kind of moot.
I believe this kind of research that says one group tips better than another is a distraction that the restaurant industry, the Restaurant Association, which really is led by the Fortune 500 chains like Olive Garden and IHOP, wants us to pay attention to, because it really distracts from the main issue, which is that they've now gotten away being the only industry on earth that says we shouldn't have to pay our own workers' wages. You, the customers, pay our workers' wages for us.
So that sounds like she's saying this research isn't applicable. Or maybe it's the restaurant industry trying to keep us from the real issue at hand. What's your response to that?
Yeah, I mean, my response to that would be that certainly there are other social issues, more broadly speaking, that are more pressing than racial differences in tipping. But The National Restaurant Association has distanced themselves from this issue as well. So this issue really didn't even be wasn't even really brought on the table until the early 2000s. And until then, it had been basically left undiscussed, at least in terms of the scientific community. And in terms of it being a moot point, I would disagree with that because on a basic level, we know that the difference exists. We know that servers perceive this difference to exist. For instance, in a recent national survey of restaurant servers from across the country, 70% of the respondents reported that blacks were below average in their tipping practices. 50% of the respondents reported Hispanic Americans to be below average in their tipping practices. In contrast, only 2% reported whites to be below average in their tipping practices. And we also know that these perceptions are linked with service discrimination. So I don't think it's a moot point that people of color are receiving relatively inferior service compared to their white counterparts. And it also is a problem in terms of restaurant business practices. Given this discrimination, restaurants are continuously vulnerable to litigation and whatnot.
It's kind of surprising once you begin to look into it, which obviously you have, how much of our experience in restaurants is tied up in race. I want to play one more comment from Saroji Raman of the Restaurant Opportunities Center United and director of the Food Labor Research Center at UC Berkeley.
There is far greater and sounder research showing that there is a correlation between tipping and race, but not with the race of the customer. It's with the race of the server. And so what we have found to be true across the board is that servers of color get tipped less than white servers. Women get tipped less than men. And of course, women of color get tipped least of all.
So I want to wrap my head around exactly what's happening here. There's a difference along racial lines of how much a customer tips. There's a difference among racial lines about what kind of service the customers receive. There's a difference among racial lines about what kind of tips the server receives. Am I getting this all right?
You're getting it exactly right.
How do we take race out of dinner?
Well, I think that's a difficult question to answer. I mean, I think that issues centering on race permeate all institutions of our society, including the restaurant industry. So I think that it's difficult to pinpoint how we could actually eliminate the saliency of race within this particular social milieu without addressing the more issues with race more broadly, societal issues with race. But one obvious approach would be just to eliminate the custom of tipping as restaurants are beginning to increasingly experiment with.
Let me just play one bit of pushback to that theory. This is Scott DeFife of the National Restaurant Association speaking with NPR.
There are consequences for taking the minimum wage and raising it up to a point that it's the standard wage for everyone. You will limit opportunity for young people and for people who are coming from difficult circumstances and need an opportunity to get a restart.
So, I mean, it sounds like even if we were to take tipping out of it, which would eliminate two parts of the way in which race interacts with dinner, you'd still have the problem of disparities in the way in the service that customers receive. Right?
Potentially, I mean, but if you take tipping out of the equation, then that eliminates the economic motive to give customers different levels of service. So it wouldn't necessarily eliminate racial discrimination because there's obviously a lot of other motivations governing such discrimination in this country. But if servers were not hustling for tips, if you will, then that would be one less motivation to give black Americans, Hispanic Americans, relatively inferior service compared to their white customers.
At least comparatively. I want to play, again, Sean Powers went to Ponce City Market to collect people's thoughts on how they tip.
Hey, this is Dr. Saibaba Arkat. I am from McDonough, Georgia. If you are greeted well into the restaurant and if you get your space seated in a good amount of time, then I think those are the two factors I would look out for, apart from the quality of food.
My name is Jimmy Bailey. I live in Blairsville, Georgia, and I was a former police officer. I'm a very big tipper always, and I tend to over-tip even if they're doing a bad job, if I know that they're having a really rough day.
My name is Yang Liu, and I'm a student at Georgia Tech. Oh, sure. For lunch, I will leave it 10 to 15%. And then for dinner, it will be 15 to 20%.
My name is Mark Hooten. I live up in Pendergrass, Georgia. My family comes from a restaurant background. I believe that karma will set the day for everything, that if you're a low tipper, that winds up happening to you somewhere down the line. You're going to be treated in an indifferent way. Over tip, and then you'll wind up finding things work out better for you in life.
So, Zach, in the 30 seconds that we have left, why does it matter how much people tip?
Well, it matters on a basic level in terms of providing servers with a livelihood, because as Saru pointed out, the restaurant industry has basically pushed off the responsibility to consumers to compensate servers for their labor. So tipping's important in that sense, and it's also important in terms of the consumer experience as well, because it seems a bit unfair to give customers relatively less service in response to servers' predictions of how they may or may not tip. And given that we know, again, going back to the black-white difference, we know that a large portion of the difference is attributed to simply not being familiar with this 15 to 20% norm.
And we'll have to leave it there. That's Zach Brewster of Wayne State University. This is On Second Thought.